If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. So I said that I'd do this every night, and tonight is one of those nights because this would be every night that I'm working. I kind of decided that I'm probably not going home tonight, and I have some crazy hair. It's horrible. But I want to talk about two things that happened today, two conversations that I thought were super interesting. The first one is, I talked to an attorney. He knows who he is, but I talked to an attorney today that's 41, 42, 43. And this attorney was telling me that he's not happy. He's not happy with what he does every day. He has a long-term goal, but at the moment it's not the right time. And he works probably 100-hour week. I think he's one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life. He pulls all-nighters all the time. This guy's a beast. He's one of the most intellectually sound individuals I've talked to. His arguments are strong. That's besides the point. He could legitimately do anything. And I brought up to him, I was like, hey, you know, you should really go and think about starting something. And the comment he gave me was, I can't start something today, I can't start something tomorrow because I'm too old. Ouch. I think that, to be completely honest, I told him this, I said, that pisses me off. Because it does. It truly pisses me off. If you're not doing something you love, yet you're working 100 hours a week, what the heck are you doing with your life? What are you doing? It doesn't make any sense. We legitimately spend most of our life either working or sleeping. That's a majority of our life. So if you're not enjoying the work portion of your life, that is going to be one miserable life. I hope each of you guys get what I'm saying, even if it is one or two of you. Your life is too freaking short to not do something you love. And I get his point, 40 years old. I know that can be scary. People get in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they think, I can't start something new. It's too late. My life has just kind of passed me by. But that's also bull crap. When you're 50, you can still live until you're 85. That's the average lifespan, pretty much. So that gives you 35 more years. Oh, that's horrible math because he was 40. That gives you 45 more years. You have double your life to do something that you love. So why wouldn't you do it tomorrow? And this guy specifically, if any of you guys have the hustle and you care enough to work 100 hours a week, dang. Work 50 hours a week on that job you're doing and spend the other 50 hours working on your passion project. What is the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing possible that could happen to you is you fail and you end up right back where you started.
That doesn't seem like much of a risk. If anything, it seems stupid not to do it. I could harp on this all day, and I wish I had more facts to give you. And that kind of brings me to my next topic. And I think this is a hard one for me to bring up. I was talking with a guy that runs a startup. And for all of you guys out there that think, oh, white privileged kid, I did grow up a white privileged kid. I grew up on a lake. I grew up in a nice home. I grew up with a father that was a doctor. But I didn't get crap. I mean, I got everything in the world by all means, but he didn't give me money to do my own thing. He made me work for it. He made me work for it every minute. I didn't get my own car. He didn't buy me a car. You had to buy your own car in my household. It was, you know what? If you're living here, that's a good enough gift. And I agree with that. That's big. But this guy I was meeting with, African-American, hell of a salesman, heck of a dude. He's brilliant. He grew up in a completely different situation. He went through the ringer when he was a kid, and he got out. He got out of a tough situation, and he's running a company that's successful. So honestly, I don't think there's any excuse for any person that isn't doing something they love, any person that's too afraid to start their own company, because this guy could do it. And you know why he could do it? It's because he became educated. Educated. Everyone makes rash decisions because they aren't educated. And the reason why I brought up that he was African American is because we were talking about the huge disconnect between races. And he was the one that actually brought up people aren't educated on racism. I hate getting into this topic, and I don't know if I actually want to, but I just thought it was really fascinating, and I need to become educated on it. But from his perspective, he said racism, the goal is to make money off of racism. I've never heard that take before. And coming from him, who did grow up impoverished, he lost his mother at a young age, mad respect for him. And that is a crazy take. And the second thing we talked about, like I just brought up, was education. If people understood the gap, if people understood why there's a disconnect between races, why there's a disconnect between people and business, we would all get along better if we all became educated. That's what it comes down to. And man, it's sad. It's sad that we as people treat each other like crap. We can't be positive. We don't love people. Gosh, that's annoying. How can, this is me going on a tangent, but how can a white guy, me, how could I possibly hate a black guy? How could I hate an Asian? How could I hate any other race? We're all freaking people. And I'm sorry, that just pissed me off quick because we're all people. When it comes to business, we're all in it together. We're all trying to achieve the same thing. We're all trying to affect people. And honestly, if you're out there and you're only doing it for the money, good luck. You're not going to get very far. That's my personal opinion. You're not going to get far if you're only doing it for the money. I don't want to ramble forever, or else it doesn't, it'll just get super boring and I'll go on random tangents. So I would say, number one, if you're older, do what you love, because it doesn't matter how old you are, you still have a lot of life left and you can do a lot with that life. Number two, if you're not educated and you're not spending time becoming educated, you're wasting an amazing opportunity in this world. And you may come up with the excuses, I don't have the ability to become educated. I don't have the opportunity. And all I can say to that is, if you're watching this, you have that ability. You have the whole world in your hand. So don't make excuses about not having the ability to become educated. Because you could sit there on the internet every day and you can learn everything there is to learn about really truly anything. So become educated, do what you love no matter what your age is, and be positive. Love everybody. Have a great night.